anything more about Mike Bell?
Same thing yesterday. It was a fracture. The bone came out. Fingernail came up, but looked like it went back in place. Should be able to go.
What about Javon?
Javon's fine.
Any other injuries?
Not that I know of.
So, Mike Bell, that's nothing that'll even affect him in any way?
Well, I'd probably have a couple fingers together, but he played with it. It happened early in the game, so I don't anticipate any setback.
It's his right hand?
Yes.
Like Courtney Brown, did he actually work out before the game?
No, I decided not to on that turf. But he practiced during the week. We'll get a chance of seeing Wednesday how he feels.
How's Gerard Warren feel?
Good.
What about the decision to have Brandon Marshall inactive? Was that just because he wasn't physically ready, or just you didn't feel he was ready, you know, with good enough reps?
Well, you know, during the week when you come back from an injury after being off a couple weeks, you're really not in football shape. So it's going to take him a little while. We'll see this week what type of shape he's in. He made some strides, but not well enough to play.
What kind of things did you say to Jake after the game, or is there really much to say to a veteran quarterback after what happened yesterday?
You don't have to say anything to Jake. You know, Jake knows his first assignment is protecting the ball. And anytime you have five turnovers, regardless of how they happen, he knows he's got a job to do, and the first job is protecting the ball, even if you got to take sacks or whatever you got to do, punt the football. And you know, it's something that's happened in the past, and hopefully it doesn't happen too many times.
Mike, were you surprised yourself by the way your guys came out and played after, you know, being a team that protected the ball so well last season and it was not really a problem in the preseason, and then to have it happen like that?
Yeah, it really is. And I think sometimes you get too comfortable. You forget about the things that have gotten you there. And you've really got to, you know, you've got to have a mindset that, you can't, you can't be too secure in your feelings. You know, when something's not there, you can't make a play when it's not there. Sometimes when a quarterback has been very successful, like Jake has, for a lot of games, that's in your mind. You forget about not taking a chance, and you start taking those chances and come back to haunt you.
Well, a loss is a loss. Find some encouragement out of what your defense was able to do, holding them in actually very difficult situations?
Well, you always look at the pluses and you always look at the minuses. You know, you take a look at, you know, offensively, anytime you average 6.4 yards per rushing attempt, that's a pretty good day at the office. Obviously, the negatives were the turnovers. You know, defensively, you give up five turnovers and you have a roughing the kicker, just like six turnovers, and you can hold the opposition out of the end zone. You know, your defense played well. And our defense still could have played better in the last two drives. They gave up probably about 120 yards in the last two drives. So we've got some room for improvement there as well.
Mike, you talked about your team getting comfortable maybe a little bit. Were you worried about that at all? Because all offseason everyone's talking, you know, how, you know, you guys are a Super Bowl contender and all this and that. I mean, were you worried about something like that happening, them being overconfident going into the season?
No, we get this a lot. You know, some people say you aren't very good. Other people tell you you're a Super Bowl contender. We don't pay a whole lot of attention to that because we understand you got to get it done on the field.
When you looked at the film of Jake's three interceptions, what did you see on each of them? I mean, were all three his fault? Or?
Oh, I don't get into whose fault it is. You know, there's always factors. It's just not one person's fault. A lot of times it's protection. Sometimes it's misroute, but whatever it is, you've got to eliminate turnovers. And when you have those turnovers, it's a collective effort, and you've got to work to prevent them.
Mike, being the anniversary of 9/11, a lot of people are reflecting where they were, mm-hmm. their feelings about the incident. How difficult was it at that time to prepare to play football, even though you got the week off? How difficult was that time for you and the rest of the team?
Well, he just played the Giants on a Monday night game, and I just got into the office, and somebody said, hey, turn on the TV. And I think, like everybody was in shock. You know, so it was, you know, I think someone that something that affected everybody in the country the same way. It was just, a sense of, you know, this can't be happening in the United States. It can't be happening here. And I thought it, at that time, it really pulled the country together.
For a guy, though, who's as focused on football as you are, how difficult was it to focus on football?
Well, I don't think anybody focused on football. I mean, you couldn't, you know, with what was happening. And, you know, that was just, I think, just common sense. I mean, anybody that's got any emotion seeing, I mean, that's reality, you know. Football's obviously our job, and obviously it's more than just a game, but, you know, that's real life. So it was, I think, the same to you as everybody else in this room. That's pretty basic.
You start looking at KC now? You personally, I know the team will start looking early till Wednesday, but are you...
After we have our meeting with the players, which we had at noon, and we go over special teams, we look at offense and defense, and we'll get a little run in here at 2:15, and after we're done there, coaches will go back and look at some more film. But after we get done grading the film in the morning, we start on KC right away.
Mike, did you get a chance to see the hit on Trent Green?
I did, last night.
What did you think of that? Did you think it was a cheap shot, or did you think that was just defender couldn't pull up?
Oh, I didn't even think about it being a cheap shot, to be honest with you. You know, any time that you slide at the last second and there's contact, that's now if you slide well in advance and you get hit. But to me, just looking at it very quickly, it looked like a legitimate hit.
You had a couple of times yesterday where you put Pema and Dominique out there with Champ. Was that just a grouping, or was Darren tired, injured?
Yeah, remember when he sprained his ankle? Yeah, and that one tackle, you know, at least he twisted it. That was the situation when Darren came out, Carl came in.
How did you grade Tatum's performance? How did he play yesterday?
You know, except for the fumble, he played fairly well. I'll take 6.9 average per year, but I won't take the fumble.
What carries more weight?
Well, you can't turn the football over and play. I think everybody knows that. Tatum has done a pretty good job of holding on to the ball, and hopefully he'll learn from his mistake.
Is the job open again for Sunday, or is the game?
You know, we're gonna keep the same scenario that we had before. You know, we'll start Tatum and we'll rotate series, and if somebody gets a hot hand, we'll go in that direction.
Mike, what happened on the play where Leonard Little came in and hit Jake and caused the fumble? Because it looked like the whole protection slid to the left, and so then Mike Bell was stuck having to block Little.
Which one was that?
It was, he came in, he hit Jake, caused the fumble, ball rolled.
Oh, that was a flow pass, and the tailback you know, has a responsibility to cut him. And he kind of got pushed back, didn't get a chance to cut him. And, you know, that's one of those situations where in even the right tackle is supposed to stay with their, you know, with Glover a little bit longer than he did. But, you know, sometimes that happens as a quarterback. You still got to hold on to the football. But that's what we were talking about. You know, whose fault is it? You know, it's a team situation where everybody's got a responsibility, and ultimately you have to protect the ball.
Coach Champ's known as the great coverage cornerback, but he made some outstanding one-on-one open field tackles.
Well, he's done that since he's been here. That's why we call him a complete player. And he's one of the best tacklers in the NFL. And he's been doing that since the first day he's gotten here. And like you just mentioned, not only can he cover, but he's very physical. He's complete.
It seemed early on, even the linebackers were having some trouble wrapping up and getting guys down.
Yeah, I think that happens sometimes early in the season when you're not used to tackling. Even though you've been through preseason, you know, it takes some time to get used to it.
Like, how difficult is preparation if you do face a new quarterback this Sunday? And you guys are so familiar with Trent Green. Does it make it that much tougher preparation?
I don't think so. I think when you have a week to prepare for somebody, it's a little bit easier. I think it's a little bit unusual when somebody goes down in a game, then that guy comes in. You know, you're not really sure of his strengths and weaknesses, and especially if he hasn't played for a while.
Given the way this team responded after they lost last year in the opener, do you not worry about them coming back strong, or is this kind of a new cast? I mean, you've added new parts to the mix, and you don't know what you're going to get.
You know, what I do is I don't look at it that way. I just look at having a great practice on Wednesday. You know, players looking at themselves today and saying, hey, this is what we did wrong, and this is what we got to do to get better. Looking at things that did good, things that did poorly. Then Wednesday, you know, after today, it's gone. Now you get ready for Kansas City, and, you know, your preparation on Wednesday will dictate if you have a chance to have success on Sunday. So I never look, you know, down the road. I just kind of look day by day, and I think if we do that, then we have a chance for good things to happen on Sunday.
Their offense to be any different without Sumner and Rooney?
You know, to be honest with you, I haven't studied them. I think the first game gives you a little indication of what they're doing both offensively and defensively. And that's what I'll be doing here for the next, you know, as soon as we're done with this meeting and we run our players, I'll be going back and looking at film.
Mike, you've been coaching for a long time, and it seemed like the team on Sunday kind of came out flat. Was there any point in the day, like as you guys were going through warm-ups, were you kind of sense that maybe they weren't as energetic as you might hope?
Well, you got to give them a little credit. You know, there's crowd noise. There's they get paid too, and they're a pretty good football team. You know, they've been very successful in offense. Four new players on defense. They've got some great team speed. And you know, you go on the road, as we've talked about before. And, you know, it's one of the great challenges to all NFL teams because of that crowd noise, to collectively find a way to win, and it's not easy.
Do you think you're at any point going to have to sit down with Jake and tell him what to expect when you lose or he doesn't have a good game, as far as the public?
You know, when you're in your 10th year, I think you're beyond that. He understands, you know, what's going to happen. He understands, I think, the media. I think he understands Denver. So I think he'll handle it well.
Like, how did Javon Walker look yesterday? How did he?
I think except for that one drop on the slant, I thought he looked pretty good. You know, he had that one drop. Other than that, I was pretty pleased. His first game on the turf.
So the one where he went over to corner would have the touchdown, the play before the slant.
Oh, that would have been a great play. You know, you're always hoping that he makes it in practice a lot, but you surely don't count that a drop ball. That would have been a great play. Anything else? Okay, thanks.